Let's get a business update with Giles Bickford. Kia ora, Giles.
Kia ora, Coram.
Markets, how are we looking?
Wall Street, it's having a really strong session. The rally led by technology stocks in particular, on the back of that temporary truce that's been reached in Congress on the US government debt ceiling, although the final decisions on that kicked down the road. So the Dow Jones, S&P 500 and the NASDAQ all up between 1.5% and about 1.7%. Our own top 50 index fell for the third day in a row, down 61 points, that's about 0.5%. New Zealand dollar, 69.3 US cents, 94.7 Australian.
And your main business bulletin this morning?
Financial Markets Authority is on the prowl for finance companies trying to use a liberal definition of who are professional or informed investors to get around controls on advertising. The superannuation fund throws a couple of $100 million into a European sustainable energy fund for future technology. And is there a ready-made travel card to allow regional travel in times of COVID? Well, there's one APEC official who thinks so, remembering that New Zealand chairs APEC at the moment, although it's been remarkably quiet this year, all done virtually.